Morning Not Show with I'm Brock and Hunter. Too hot, you can take
it off. Yeah! Too much. I'm feeling better, but not that better. Yeah. And I'm throwing my hip out, for God's sakes. Good God, man. Good God, get it together. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, with you again.
To,
oh, yeah.
Ready to party, man.
Ready to party. It's Friday. We're feeling good. We're here at the weekend. We got to get through this show, though. We got a lot to do, all right? And we're not going to be able to party as hard if we do a crappy show, okay? And that's not
kind
true.
Kind of feel like partying.
That's not true.
Kind of feel like partying right now.
Oh, God. You keep your pants on, all right? For God's sakes. All right, we got to keep her moving. It is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Just the headline alone. Okay. A 30-year-old guy in Canada named Ryan Dodd went on trial last week after he broke into a horse stable in Ottawa around 3 a.m. And he was caught with his pants down standing next to a lubed-up miniature horse.
Oh, come on. Like a living horse?
Yeah. So imagine a big horse, like an alive, normal sized horse, but small, but miniature. Here's the thing: the guy was also fully engorged, so it was pretty obvious what was going on. But when he saw the cops, he said, "It's not what it looks like. Hey, it's not. Look,
what
I know,
is it? Let explain.
I Let's know. Hear it. I'm standing here, just." Fully erect next to a lubed up mini horse, but it's not what it looks like.
He got caught with his pants down, literally.
This all happened in 2019, but he was just in court last week where he claimed he only broke into the stable to take care of himself, if you will. And even though it was covered in lube, he said the horse had nothing to do with it.
Oh,
look, man. Look, the horse
just doesn't look good.
Don't bring the horse into it, all right?
Any way you explain it. I mean, there's. Yeah.
There's no excuse. There's nothing you could say, nothing in the history of excuses that would make it not seem like you were about ready to defile that little miniature horse. All right.
I mean, if you just took out the lubed up horse part,
yeah,
you're still you know, caught with your pants down inside of a stable. What are you doing?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
There's no good way around this. None.
Damn, the horse, though, that throws a whole wrench into the situation. What are you going to, why is that horse looped up?
Luckily, the cops got there before anything was done to the horse, but the owners did say that it smelled like massage oil for several days. Ryan.
Stereo, he was playing Barry White.
Ryan was found guilty of breaking and entering an attempted bestiality, but he plans to appeal.
Jeez, dude. Welcome, what? Why?
Why? Just why is the question. Why?
I mean, dude, I'm sure there's some willing people out there that are like, you know, yeah, let's go.
There's people out there will dress like a horse for you. That's a thing, buddy.
That's a thing.
All right, you don't actually have to go to a stable where this poor mini horse is just hanging out, eating his oats, all right? Going, hey, what are you doing with that massage oil, bro? Yeah.
I was just over here eating my oats and all of a sudden, all lubed up.
Tell you what, though, it's a good thing this horse wasn't like Mr. Ed, because then you got a key witness in there, like, oh, Wilbur, what are you doing?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Why do you got those sugar cubes in your underwear? Oh. I don't know. That was a terrible horse impersonation, but you got it. Anyway.
All the pigs in the corner. Oh, finally, it's not us.
Yeah, finally. It's not what it looks like. All right, that's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day, for God's sakes.